part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
The time is 9:34 here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. Right, we'll be talking to Pastor Andrew. He's on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. How are you today?
I am very well, thank you. And how are you?
I am tired also.
I understand. Yes, Pastor, before we get into our conversation, can you pray for us?
All right, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and God, our Savior and Redeemer, thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for renewing your grace toward us today. We ask, my Savior and my God, that you carry us throughout this day, holding us by the hand. We ask also, wash us from all sin, forgive us of all unrighteousness, and bless us with your presence, my Father and my God, that all we do and say may be to the glory of your name. So now we pray, speak with us throughout this day, teaching us all truth through your Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. Let's get into it. So today we are looking at Boys Banker under the topic that says understanding other people's feelings. I love this one. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, let's face it. Talking about feelings isn't always the first thing boys are encouraged to do, right? But what if understanding emotions and developing empathy became their superpower? Teaching boys to step into someone else's shoes could reshape relationships, foster kindness, and create stronger communities. Let's explore how empathy can transform boys from being observers to becoming thoughtful, understanding leaders. So, my pastor, my first question, why is empathy such an important skill for boys to develop in today's world?
That's a beautiful question. Well, today's world has never demanded more interpersonal skills than it does today. Like, the world is more connected today than ever before, and as a result, empathy is needful today. The reason we need empathy, we need skills in that line, is because empathy gives the ability to take perspective of others, people's emotions. And in the same way, while you understand others, it also helps you stay out your judgment. So you get to understand somebody's perspective without judging them. And that's what empathy does. And it also helps us not only recognize, but also communicate our understanding of other people's emotions. So it is a very powerful interpersonal skills that is needful today because of how interconnected the world is today than ever before.
Wow, powerful, beautiful one, my pastor right there. What challenges do boys face in learning to understand and express emotions?
Oh wow, this is a hard one.
Okay.
In my own culture, and I think in most cultures, boys are taught that it is weak to express emotions.
Sure.
And so you have things like sayings like, boys don't cry, man up, you're taught to stay tough. And these are the things that boys are taught from a young age. And as a result, it is a challenge for a boy to express emotions openly and not be rebuked by it. And so it is quite a challenge that we need to wake up to because of how the world is now. And so we need to wake up to such and then change the narrative.
Right.
Make sure we are mentoring, training boys to be responsible citizens, responsible members of society when they grow, and not make them stiff and emotionally still.
Oh, interesting topic, Mfundisi. I'm still reading this topic, understanding other people's feelings. It's not only boys who face are facing this challenge. Even ladies are facing a challenge of not understanding other people's feelings. Imagine I'm trying. I want to say something to you, but I'm not sure if I should say it because I'm not sure if it's going to offend you. You understand? It's very hard. It's very hard. And how can parents and mentors model empathy effectively for boys?
I think this is where we begin to make the difference.
Okay.
So the first thing that I think parents, mentors should do is change the narrative. So we have been told, don't cry, stay tough,
right,
man up. We need to change the narrative. I mean, the lessons about staying tough, manning up, are still valid today.
Right.
But I think that we should qualify those lessons so that we don't teach what is unintended. We teach the right lessons and still make our boys emotionally intelligent. And so we need to change the narrative. But beyond that, we need to start leading by example. Now, I read from some book, I can't remember what book it was, but it was about marriage. So this author suggests that research has proven that boys who see their father openly express love and kindness towards their wives tend to be better husbands and fathers themselves.
Oh.
Because they saw it in their fathers. And so when we lead by example as mentors and parents, we are creating a better future for our boys. And so while we change the narrative, we also must lead by example. Show what it means to be empathetic, to be emotionally intelligent, so that they see it, not only hear it, but also see it.
Right.
Then get a better future.
Wow, powerful one, Fundisi. What role does emotional intelligence play in building healthy friendship and family relationships?
Emotional intelligence builds the capacity to be self-aware, to control and express one's own emotions, which is very key in handling interpersonal relationships. It makes you self-aware, it makes you self-regulate, it makes you motivated, and it makes you empathetic. And that's because of these skills, you are socially apt to handle diverse situations.
Right.
And so because of being self-aware, understanding other people, different situations present themselves differently, you are able to handle such situations because you understand yourself and you have personal control.
Sure.
And you're not one who is going to judge others, so you'll be readily able to deal with different situations.
Yo, Mfundisi. Yo, So our listeners at home, if you do have any questions regarding our topic for today, you can send your questions on our WhatsApp line, +273 470 3520. There's a question. What does it mean to be empathetic towards others?
What does it mean?
Yes.
It means that you understand their emotions.
All right.
So to be empathetic towards others simply means that you understand their emotions, but you don't judge their conditions. And so it means you understand. You not only put yourself in their shoes,
right,
but you understand what they're feeling without judging them. That's what it means to be empathetic.
And Mfundisi, how can we show that we care about someone's feelings?
By communicating it.
How? Should I tell you that I care?
Yes. Yes, you should communicate it. So, you want somebody to know that you care about their feelings.
Right.
So, a situation presents itself that prompts you to actually want to let them know that you care. So whatever it is that they're going through, communicate that you care. Now, don't say, I understand when you don't.
Hey, okay.
So you have to understand what they're going through. And if you do understand, then communicate that you do understand. Now, you have to see whatever they're going through from their perspective. And when you do, hey, communicate it. Tell them, okay, I understand. If you don't really understand, ask questions. Seek to understand. Ask questions so that you get to see what they are seeing from their angle, from their point of view. But by all means, when you do actually understand it,
right,
communicate, tell them so.
But, hey, Mfundisi, what are you saying? Can you think of a situation where understanding someone's feeling made a significant difference in the outcome?
Yes. Like, for example, the most common situation that man is confronted with, okay, the loss of a loved one.
All right.
We all have been through it. We all have experienced it. And the thing is, if I lose my mother today,
right,
and you lose yours 2 years later, you will not be able to understand how I am feeling. I mean, I will not be able to understand how you're feeling 2 years later.
Sure.
But I've also gone through the same pain. And so because I have gone through the same pain, I am in a position, I have the capacity to actually understand what you are feeling. Should I have the ability, the privilege to speak with you and then get to see your perspective?
Wow.
And so this is something that I have experienced, but it is different with you. So when I understand it from your perspective, then my understanding, when you realize, okay, actually he understands, when you realize I understand, because I've gone through it and I share my feelings about what you're going through, that helps. That is why scripture says it is better to go to a funeral house than to a house of celebration. Because, you know, just human contact. Sometimes you simply just need to be there and just be with them and not say a word, like Job's friends. So they go to console him, and for days the brothers are quiet, just sitting with him. So it does help knowing that you understand what somebody is going through. But the thing is, you really need to understand and not pretend that you do.
Wow.
So get it from their perspective and understand it, then communicate that you do understand.
Sure. Powerful, Mfundisi. Yo. And how can we balance being empathetic with setting healthy boundaries?
Ah, great. This is where emotional intelligence comes in.
Right.
Because first thing is self-awareness, self-regulation.
Okay.
And so when you understand yourself, you are able to regulate your own emotions. This puts you in a position where you understand other people's emotions. Mm. And because you understand, then you can show empathy towards them. Now, sure, setting boundaries means that you do what Jesus says. Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Wow.
So you have to love yourself first. And then with the same amount of love, share that love with a neighbor. And so you have to set boundaries first. Make sure that you are safe and
right,
protected. And then because you are safe and protected, because the idea of showing empathy to others is to help them and not to disadvantage ourselves. So you're not disadvantaging yourself. You're helping others. So set boundaries, self-regulate. Because that's what emotional intelligence demands. So when you self-regulate, then with the excess amount of love, because you have enough love for yourself, so then you share that love with somebody else by letting them know you understand their pain and that you are willing to help in any way you can.
Wow.
So setting boundaries is extremely important. But beyond that, understand oneself, and then self-regulate, and then extend the rest of you to others.
Mfundis, two more questions. These questions are coming from me. They are not prepared questions. How can we create a safe and supportive space for others to express their feelings?
Wow. First things first. I think people don't feel free to express what they're feeling when the environment is unsafe. When they feel they will be judged. And so, first things first, make the environment safe. Right. Make it a safe space. Mm. You don't judge in this place. That's what churches must be. Unfortunately, not every church is.
Right.
But the idea is that you make this space a non-judgmental space. So you don't judge others. And you welcome emotions. Don't tell them boys don't cry. You welcome emotions. You make people want to express themselves and let them know if you do, nobody's judging here because we know that everybody's a human being. We all have emotions. And so express them freely because you will not be judged. So it is important that we carry ourselves individually as people who don't judge others' weaknesses, because we recognize our own too. We also are human and we have weaknesses. So we don't judge others. And in not judging others, we go beyond just expressing that we don't judge, but expressing the willingness to help those who are expressing their emotions. So not judging, and then inviting those who are willing to express themselves so that they may get the help necessary. So don't judge, but then invite with the intention to help. I think that's what we must do.
Amen. Last one, Fundis, before I let you go. How can developing empathy positively impact boys' future careers and social lives?
Again, developing empathy also develops emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is key in both personal and professional success, because self-awareness leads to self-management, and social awareness leads to relationship management. Mm-hmm. And these are qualities that are necessary in corporate leaders, especially in today's world.
Mm.
For you to understand and handle corporate situations, different situations, because you are interacting with human beings. And so you need to understand how to deal with interpersonal relationships. You need to understand how to manage them. You need to understand how to manage yourself. And so developing empathy develops emotional intelligence.
Right.
And emotional intelligence is needful for success, both in a personal relationship and in the corporate world.
Okay.
And so it sets us up for career success.
Wow. Well said, my pastor. Thank you so much. Before I let you go, can we close with a word of prayer?
Oh, great. Let us pray. Our Father and God, our Savior and Redeemer, we thank you, my Savior and my God, for the time we have had to discuss emotional intelligence and empathy. We pray, my God and my Father, that you help us as leaders to lead by example, that you help us teach our young ones, boys and girls, to understand themselves, to develop emotional intelligence so that they be ably equipped for success in the future, for personal relationships, and to be used as tools, conduits through which Christ would use to bring others to the knowledge of your grace. So we pray, my Father, be with us and hold us in your faith, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. What a beautiful conversation.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Amen. You too, Pastor.
Thank you.
To our listeners at home, that was Pastor Andrew Mkandawiri talking to us about Boys Bank under the topic that says understanding other people's feelings. Wow, what a beautiful conversation. Right now, we are preparing ourselves to get into our segment, Music Takeover. You can send us those song requests on +273 470 3520. For now, we are going to take a short break. When we come back, we get into our music segment, Music Takeover. Stay tuned.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.